Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
A storm is coming.
I didn't even get in radio mode. I mean, there we go. I have to. Good gracious. Look at that. Let me pull the cameras back for a minute. The curtain. I went to the restroom and I came back and I was expecting Jade Cargill to be in here around 9:05. And I walked in and there she sat and my heart fluttered.
Hey.
It did. You took my breath away, Jade Cargill.
I love that. Keep it moving. Keep it going. I love this.
We've had a fun little talk here off the air.
Which we don't do.
No.
We really don't do.
We'll usually sit in silence because we want to save it for the air. Mm-hmm. But that, you're very warm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for real.
In a good way.
Not in a good way.
We know you're married. We know Brandon. Don't know Brandon, but a fan of Brandon. We. It's just a compliment. Like you have a great smile.
Yeah.
I don't take it any other way. I appreciate it, guys.
We're just talking about the future of what you want to do. I told her that I would like to take a photo with her, and I will tell my grandsons I met Storm.
Hey.
From the Marvel Universe, and that was accepted as a compliment.
Yes, and I need Marvel to see that.
So, I'm sure that fans or the fan fiction or whatever the stuff, like, has anyone presented that possibility to you about doing? I know we talked off the air about possibly doing movies down the road, but
yeah. It's more of kind of not so much Marvel, it's other action roles that people want me to portray.
Right.
But Marvel is like the goal, right? That's the golden standard that everybody wants to do, and it's something I've always, a role that I always wanted to play because my character is that of Storm. Like, when I get in the ring, I was saying this earlier, when I get into the ring, I control the weather around me. I get you to stand up, I get you to sit down, I get you to boo, I get you to I get you to do whatever I want you to do because I control this room that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
My entire character embodies Storm.
You made my heart stop for a minute ago.
I love it. I love her, and they don't have to, come on, is it CGI? You don't need any of that. You don't need any of that. What you see is what you get. It's not going to be like the Hulk. Oh, is it She-Hulk? When they had to add all that extra stuff. You don't have to do all that. I am who I am. And I think I'm the closest to the role if they were looking for someone.
I do too. I don't know of any other. Do you guys say worker sister? I know the boys say worker brother.
Yeah,
but is it worker sister?
No, we don't say that. We don't say that.
It's our girl.
Okay. Does that have a ring to it?
Yeah.
Worker sister.
We just say sister or brother. Yeah. I guess that's as far as we go with it.
Yeah, it is. You know, worker is not in the lingo anymore.
Mm-hmm,
huh?
It's not.
Oh. You know, I didn't mention this, but we already knew you were tough. I saw a video. It's called Jade Cargill versus the chiropractor. And I do not know
what. So long ago, my goodness.
He's using a sickle, hammering. What is that about?
It was just correcting us. Brian Cage was the one who brought him around, and he was like, Wolverine. You should check out my guy. Yeah, right. He was like, you should check this out. And so I checked him out, and listen, after that, I felt amazing. I really need it, and doing what we do and hitting the mat as hard as we hit it all the time, continuously, you need to get adjusted a lot.
This sounds painful.
It sounds heavenly.
I mean, is it painful? I mean, look at this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, is it painful?
It was hitting it with a hammer?
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
I've never had that done ever. But
did it pop it? It did. It was relief.
It was. Yeah, it was. Okay. I suggest everyone should at least have that one. That was my first time. I was a little nervous, but it worked out.
My gosh.
I felt bad for it. I was like, I'm not doing this.
It felt great, though. He's great at what he does.
What? How many years now have you been in the business, all total?
4 and some change right now.
How many surgeries?
None. Thank God. None.
Is that because your athletic background before?
Yes, or? I've been injured, but no surgeries. No surgeries. Do we have wood around here?
We're trying to go on the edge.
I'm trying to go as long as I can because injuries, it's so frequent right now in wrestling, and I don't want to get hit with the injury bug. So.
And you know what? I was sharing this with you too. I don't go and look at all the rumor stuff like I used to. Like, that's literally how I got into radio.
Uh-huh.
I started, when I was in college, started doing a wrestling report, doing all the rumors and stuff, and ended up getting a damn job out of this after 20 years. It's crazy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wrestling Matt.
Yeah, that was me then. But when these surprises happen, I love that now. Used to, I loved, there's about to be a turn or blah, blah, blah. But now when I watch it, like the other night with Tiffy, got me again.
Did it?
Just like with Cena the other night, with that hug, I'm like, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again.
I love it when you see it, though. When I know you're going to turn, I know it's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Like with the Bron Breakker thing, he kind of showed it when he wasn't clapping along with Seth. All right, there's something about to happen here. Yours, though, it was like, come on, let's do that. Wham!
You don't think I gave it away just a little bit?
I didn't see it coming.
No.
Surprise element. I love it.
Don't downgrade yourself, honey. That was great.
Thank you. And
don't be offended if I called you honey.
No, it's fine. I'm not. But it does, a lot of people around as far as behind the scenes, we're all shocked too. I didn't know AJ Lee was having a return. I didn't know that.
Really?
No one knew that. We were like, because the internet was buzzing about it, and so we're all sitting around is she coming? Is she coming? And Punk was kind of ultra excited that day, but we didn't know. Everybody's like, he's like, that's Punk. Who knows? And so when she came out, everybody's like, holy crap. She is here.
But you like that, right? You like
this. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I like to play along with the fans. I love it.
It's more fun to me as a fan to not know the stuff that's going to happen.
Surprise element, yeah.
I was telling you off the air, when you popped in on WWE, I had a feeling, I told you. But
did you?
When you're that good on that show and then all of a sudden you disappear, see, that's what I was going to say with Seth Rollins. I got worked by that. I was like, awful timing.
I was worked by that. When he dropped the crutches, I was like,
it was perfect.
This guy.
Back to the camera, crutches fall.
Yeah, I was worked because I was very worked. And it was funny because everybody backstage was like, he's injured.
I know.
I was worked.
So it's kind of good because this balance, we're talking about this too, but the balance of, the Unreal show versus, tonight, you and Tiffy's time's almost up.
Almost. It's over.
Done.
I am the new WWE Women's Champion. That. She's never getting it back.
How
ever.
Much does that weigh?
Very heavy.
Is it 20 pounds or more?
No, not 20 pounds.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. I lift everything,
I was going to say, God bless. When you see her or whatever,
I better not see her. I put her through that mat.
God, I wish she was here right now.
Spoil it a little bit and tell me.
Off.
Is there going to be an in-ring confrontation? Is there going to be an actual match? What, don't give it all away to me. But
am I allowed to curse on this show?
What's the cuss word start with?
No, all right, listen. Unless you want to go through the mat again.
Bitch.
You can do that one.
Unless she wants to go through this mat again, I suggest she stay at home. Tippy time is up. This is on. We're on storm time right now.
Yeah.
But and for real, when you got the strength, you got to look out for everybody.
Yeah.
Are you ready for everybody to come?
Oh, there? Is everybody ready for me?
That's a better question.
That's true. Because now you, and it's not a worry that you have, but like some would be like, now I'm not just worrying about the show that I'm on. I'm not just worried about NXT. I'm not even just worried about TNA now. Mm-hmm. They're saying you might see people here that don't even work here or don't work here. That's the intrigue.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because I think Chelsea is working down at NXT right now with Ethan Page, and they're on the main roster. But they're going down, and I think it helps out.
And then you got AAA, too.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And then we have LFG, and then we have Evolve. We have a lot going on. Yeah. Now that you think about it, there's so many different... it's so much wrestling right now. But that's good. It's good. And us going to these different brands, like... Working with TNA, NXT working with TNA, I think it helps out NXT in a lot of ways, too, because these are experienced people who are over at TNA who've done this for years on end. You know, they're getting that experience working with these wrestlers who've been doing this since, I don't know, they were in diapers, you know? And I think people coming from the main roster and coming down to NXT and helping them out, and when I say helping them out, just getting them more reps and getting them more acclimated to the main roster and how we work, I think that helps on so many different levels as well.
So I think the acquisition of AAA kind of surprised people as fast as it came on.
Yeah. Somebody just told me, I think, 3 months ago that we did, and I had no idea. I thought we were just working a working relationship with them, and they're like, no, we own them. I was like, oh, wow.
That's ours.
And that's a lot still. Like, as we were talking about the schedule, we're not only working Raw or SmackDown, we're working AAA. Like, we're working NXT. We're working all these other shows.
I imagine you just walk up to Nick Khan and say, hey, is this ours? He's like, yeah, we own
it. Yeah, right. We own so much. If anything, they probably sit back and like, we want to own this. If they want to at this point, I mean, geez, we're everywhere.
We're speaking with Jade Cargill right now. Is cameras...
I don't know if you want to look. You want to try to wiggle the mouse,
maybe? I know, because this title is so heavy, guys. Like, I'm trying to hold it for the camera.
Oh, you don't have to hold it for the camera. Your camera just went
off. Yeah, I don't know why we lost the camera for some reason.
They wanted to get this beautiful smile, guys.
I tell you what, technical difficulties don't happen until you're doing stuff. You got the women's champion in here now.
I don't even care. I don't. Like, put it on her.
Do you know what's just baller? I just noticed.
What?
What is this?
Oh, that's awful.
It still has Tiffy's name on the belt.
Oh, listen. No. Don't mention that name. Listen.
I'll hold it.
My title was very abused for a long time. And today, that gets changed. These whatever.
But you just took it from her.
Oh, I did.
That's salt in the wound.
Listen. She needed some time off. Nice. But these new... She's going to be taken care of. Don't worry. Like, you know, she was abused a little bit before, but now she's in good hands.
Tiffy time off.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who he's talking about.
Jade, I have this question as I put the camera on me as I ask you. Who has held that belt that you will never get to face because, you know, they're no longer working, whatever? Who would be that dream match of a former WWE women's champion?
I feel like you are. You know, I felt like he just handed me a knife because he wanted me to say this anyway.
No, I'm not looking for.
You know what?
I'm not looking for sensationalism. Like, I'm asking, that's a Mark question for real.
I think, like, someone I would love to face is Mercedes Moné. I think Mercedes Moné would be a money match. You know, I'm all about money. I know about money.
You'll get her back for real. Like, I mean,
God.
That's another one that's not being. Yeah.
You're talking about a moneymaker?
My God. Yes.
And one thing I know is how to make money, you know?
Mm. She's got too many belts. I know,
she has a lot of belts. Listen, I can use a couple of hers. Look, that's going to make headlines. Listen, don't make that go nowhere.
Thank God I got the camera on her.
Don't let it go nowhere. Don't make it go nowhere.
Thank God
he
asked
me the question. Poison, man.
That's
poison.
True. Now, Fabboy, I'll give you a camera shot, too. Oh, no, you already have one.
I got double cambered.
Fabboy, you were saying how... I had something in common with a WWE legend that said something very comparable to something that I said a while back about Jade Cargill.
Are you talking about a certain clip, maybe? Is that...
I am talking about that clip. And don't worry, it's nothing bad.
I don't know if you've heard this, Jade, but there's Bully Ray.
Yes.
And had a lot of good things to say about you.
Pretty solid victory for Jade Cargill. What did you think of the match, and what do you think of Jade moving forward as your WWE Women's Champion?
Hit the gas. Take your foot and put it on the big pedal to the right and press it down to the floor. Hit the nitrous, hit the afterburners, hit whatever you got to hit. Hit the gas on Jade Cargill.
Look at that. That was LaGreca and Bully Ron.
Great. He knows money. He knows how to make a lot of money. I'll tell you that.
That's a Hall of Famer saying that.
Listen,
too.
It means everything. He knows how to make a lot of money. I don't oppose to it.
That's
at
a
all.
Show.
But
that,
I plan to do that anyway. Like, oh. I plan to do it anyway. I'm taking everybody one by one by one by one. Like I said from day one, I never said I wanted to come in to blend in. I never said that I came here to make friends. I'm here to take over and to just rule this entire division. I meant what I said on day one. So if anybody thinks I'm fake and all this kind of stuff, I said
Who
it on day
such?
One. You said what?
Who says that?
If people think that I was here to blend in and make friends, I never have been that type. So I don't know why everybody's sitting back like, oh my, no, I'm not here for that. I'm here to be a legend. I'm here to make money. I'm not here to make friends.
You know what a moneymaker is?
Yeah.
Next couples match. I think we were missing a couple in the last one.
What?
Is there a chance? Jade Cargill and, you know, Brandon Phillips, world-class athlete himself.
No. He's doing his own thing. Let me do my own thing. No.
All right.
He did his thing on the field. It's my turn to do it in the arena.
Does
he's
Brandon,
okay.
when he, I'm sure he watches you, but does he, is he watching it like, man, be nice to my girl out there now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're
he's
you,
nervous.
But
no.
like, he's like, gotta watch my baby out there, y'all.
No.
Be careful.
No, not at all. If anything, he trash talks with me. I don't know if you ever watched him. He talked a lot of trash.
Yeah, yes.
Like, I was gonna say, guys. So, like, is it too far from what I'm doing right now? Probably not.
Probably not at all.
Yeah, like the difference is I can touch people. He can't.
God, look, I'm a Sox fan. You got that ring. You got the belt.
Yeah,
it's a lot of championship.
Listen, I need more titles, man.
Tell everybody about you. Own a team.
We do. We own a softball team out of Atlanta, Georgia. We actually have an All-Star game this Sunday at the Brave Stadium.
Oh. Wow.
At 4 p.m., yep. All-Star
game. You know, it is kind of nice to see, you know, I mean, what am I saying? I think it's nice to see young athletes, rather than going throwing all their money into this, that, or the other, you're thinking long-term down the road, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's brilliant, rather than just...
Thank you.
That's a league we need. That's the next great sports league. Softball.
It is. Well, we're doing nothing but trying to enrich women's sports. Actually, speaking of women's sports, we have tonight, we have Nia Jax versus Charlotte Flair at the Well Arena tonight at 8 p.m. Well, 7:30 doors are open. And you can also check Cody Rhodes, myself, tonight, showing off my new and the new WWE Women's Championship title. That is mine. That is not going nowhere.
It matches your necklace.
Look at that.
Listen.
Perfect.
Doesn't
Perfect.
It? It's made for me. Let's look at this. Listen, it's been abused for so long, but here I am, and I'm taking care of her, and she's going absolutely nowhere. But speaking of women sports, Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax tonight is going to be a phenomenal matchup.
I don't like Nia.
I don't either.
I mean, like, I don't like Nia.
Well, the face-off at the Rumble, look.
Listen,
still feel it.
Whenever they're ready, I'm knocking everybody's head off.
You know my favorite part? You said, get your ass up. That's all you said. Get your ass up.
It's so funny. When I did that in my mind, I was like, dang, I'm going to get in trouble.
What about when you had the wardrobe malfunction that time? Remember that?
Oh, my God. I've had a couple.
There was one.
I can't control. I know, right? I was like, but listen, I think it was on pay-per-view because I said nothing's for free.
It was like Miss Jackie that time. It wasn't that bad.
But everybody thought they seen something. I'm like, well, I can tell something out of this because you see nothing. But things happen and you got to keep on going, and that's why you use extra tape. So I've learned my lesson, hopefully.
Tonight is the Well, the Bonsa Crow Wellness Arena, WWE SmackDown live TV, y'all.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks for coming.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Don't let that... Listen. I feel like that is going to make headlines. I already feel like it's going to be out there what I said. We're not going to bring up what I said.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, perfect.
But
listen,
the last interview we did did get mentioned in Sports Illustrated.
Oh, there it is. Look, on the wall.
There it is on the wall.
Here we go.
Bret Hart had some unsavory things to say about
it. Oh, it's Bret Hart. He's great. Like, whatever he says trends.
It does. It really does. I wanted to get a picture with you in the belt because I will never see you in this kind of role ever again. Like, you're going to be big time. I mean, you already are. You're the world champion. But like,
we're only getting started.
We're gonna see you like on Vanity Fair. You're gonna be at cons.
Straight to the moon.
Not
like
the
Ralph
conventions. Brandon. I'm talking about the film festival cons.
I want my neck so deep in the game of wrestling before I get out into something else. So I'm gonna be here for a while. I'm gonna be here for a while. Well, those things present itself. It presents itself. But I, like I was telling you before, I want to get so deep into this that when I do come back, whenever you know, I can help the next generation like John Cena is doing right now, like The Rock is doing, who that he has done. You know, I want to be able to do things like that. And I want to go as far as my body can let me.
All right.
But I want to play with my grandkids.
Tonight, when you see me from the ring, I want you to wave to me, okay?
I will. I will. Go do some jumping jacks. Do some jumping jacks.
I'll take my shirt off and throw it at you.
If you do a jumping jack, I'll do a jumping jack back.
She'll do two, one though.
I'm totally kidding, but.
Okay, good. All right, Jay Cargill, tonight, WWE SmackDown. So glad that we're all back in the same thing together. Get y'all back in. It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Jay Cargill.
No problem. Hey, check us out. Tickets start at $30, Ticketmaster.com. Check us out, WWE tonight.
You better go fast.
The Wells, yes, and they're going fast.
Because after this, they're going to go real, real fast. Because she did kind of say, well, what are you going to do that?
All right,
Jay Cargill, thank you. We'll be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't guess you clock in anymore. I guess you just
show up,
you fob in, whatever you do. And he's like, once you get everything situated, I can come on with you about 8:25. And we're 5 minutes late on, dude.
You had to get in the office.
But what does he care? He's getting paid to do this phone call.
Hey, dude.
He's like, his boss is paying him to do this. He's the guy that we told you he's dating a girl, and he's not sure like how much longer he can handle this because... And he'll probably enjoy this. We said that she likes to be watched, or she doesn't have a problem with being watched, or being watched, rather. Be Watched was a show about a witch.
It was.
It's Chad on the phone. Hey, Chad.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How long have you been with this girl? Is this a long-term thing?
Oh, we've been seeing each other for about 3 months now, and believe me, she's awesome. Yeah, she's smart. She's got her own place. She's funny. She pretty much checks every box that I've ever had as far as things that I'm looking for in a girl. The only issue is that she's got these pets that are really starting to weird me out.
Are we talking like 10 cats? It's gonna be a lot of cats.
I want to sit here and literally just watch Paige as this unfolds, because she was sitting there listening with her eyes closed. Not that she was asleep, but the minute that you said she's got all these pets, it's starting to weird me out or whatever you said, her eyes just popped open like, oh God, here we go with the peanut butter jokes. Nothing like that though, right? Like, what is she? What Fat Boy? What did you say? How many does she?
This is like a 10 cat situation or a lot of cats.
It's a lot of cats.
Something like that, maybe.
Dogs. What does she got?
Could be a good guess.
Hamsters.
10 cats, 11 cats.
12.
How many cats she got? She got cats?
Chad, did you die?
I thought you guys were talking. I'm having a really hard time hearing you guys, to be honest with you.
Let me see if I can.
Uh-oh.
The volume is very, very low.
Oh.
Let me go get my microphone. How's that? Is that better? Go. Is that good?
Let's see if we...
Not really. I'll hold the phone up to my ear. Let's do that.
Well, there's a thought.
Yeah, crap.
Well, I have it on speaker.
Oh, my bad. Okay. I didn't mean to be a jackass just then.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
basically, the main thing with the pets, it's not cats. It's not anything like you guys were talking about. She's got this parrot, and it's one of those African gray parrots, you know, the ones that talk really good. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, this thing has been messing with me. Like, no joke.
They're very
messing
smart
with me
birds.
Since day one.
They are.
And she keeps telling me that they're the smartest birds in the world. And I'm like, yeah, it's smart enough to ruin my peace and quiet over here, you know?
And this is one that, like, it talks. It repeats. It can be
taught. Yeah.
Yes.
It communicates?
Yeah, it talks all the time. It repeats everything. Her laugh, her ringtone, my voice. Even random stuff we say.
Her ringtone.
The other day I walked in and it goes, hey, baby. And it was exactly in her voice. I got my drink. It freaked me out.
It might have been the ghost of my mother.
Yeah, that would freak me out too.
Hey, baby.
Oh my gosh, it's wild.
It's funny.
Yeah. That is.
Got a bird tone.
That is freaky. Okay.
I'd be freaked out.
I would be freaked out too.
I'd be freaked out more.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, it's nonstop. And she just lets it fly around the house all day like it's a person. It's up on the fridge, it's on the curtains, wherever it wants to go.
Oh.
And I swear, this bird is crapping all over the place.
Oh, no,
and she doesn't even know it. She doesn't even know it.
It's just free ranging around the house all day long. It's
yeah.
Not ever, oh, wow. Yeah, that's
yeah,
not,
yeah, free range. And she always says, oh, he knows better than to do that. I'm like, mm-mm. Ain't no bird in the world knows better, man. I mean, have you ever seen a parrot use toilet paper? Come on.
Well, no.
Nope.
But I
sure haven't.
Toucan Sam. I wonder why he stunk all the time.
Can you train it to pee in the toilet? No.
No, but it's getting to the point to where I can't even relax over there anymore. You know, we're sitting on the couch, the bird lands right next to me, and it's just staring, like it's judging
it's
me or
jealous.
Something like that.
It's jealous. Of
yeah, it's. Yeah, and I'll look away, and it'll just keep staring. It's just freaking me out.
Okay.
Yes.
She is, you know, we're not going to make this sexual in nature or anything like that, but she, like, does she look at this bird like it's a child, or it's like a roommate, or does she, like...
Oh, yeah, good question.
...baby the thing, or what?
Probably. It definitely seems to be, like, a weird relationship, but, I mean, she does talk to it like it's a baby. You know, they do like little kisses on the beaks and tells it good night and all that stuff. And and when I'm there, it mimics her voice and says my name. And that just, it's Freddy Krueger stuff, man.
It's almost like this bird's trying to get you out of the picture.
Moving in on your girl.
I think so. I mean, it kind of already has in a way. I mean, I'm third in the relationship. And the other night was kind of when I reached my limit. You know, we were getting a little, you know, intimate. And I told her, I asked her to put the bird away. And she said, he doesn't like to be shut out.
Oh, no. no, 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 no. Am I?
Yeah.
Let's see where this is going.
So we're in there, we're trying to do
Shut
our thing,
up.
And the bird starts making noises, and
it's
making
you.
Our noises.
God!
I'm not kidding, it's repeating everything we say, and
yeah,
it's
right
sitting
there,
on the
right
dresser
there, yeah.
Going, oh, every time I move, I swear, it's just, every time I move, it changes the rhythm. It just,
choke me, Chad, choke me, Chad, choke me, Chad.
It's like a hype bird, it's sort of like
Chad.
A DJ.
No, I lost it.
Pull my
I
hair,
lost
Chad.
It, I said, that's it, I'm done. I couldn't keep going with that bird looking at me like it was taking notes. You know, I grabbed my clothes and I got out of there. I haven't gone back to her place since.
And the bird is screaming, right there, Chad.
In that bird voice, which almost is feminine, let's be honest.
Oh, no. Chad, bend over, bend over. If the bird had a real deep voice like this, talking to me, Polly wants a cracker now,
Chad,
bitch.
Faster, Chad.
That's weird.
Faster, Chad.
So,
yeah.
God, you know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to say, like, it was like on her shoulder while you were. Like, that would be weird. Like, she was
I
like
wouldn't
a pirate.
Be surprised at this point.
Okay.
You know?
No, I understand how you feel because I have to lock my dogs out. I don't do anything because.
Even if you're having, like, you know, private time?
Well, I mean, any time if you're doing anything, you shouldn't do it in front of your pets.
I would be afraid. Of, no, good question there. Now, Chad, hold on for a second. If you're a woman, especially when you end sex, is you know, likely there's more. I feel more grunting and noise making than with a man mm-hmm. a lot of times. So, what if you're sitting there and you're having your private time with yourself, and the dog hears you? And this,
and
then he looks in there and sees you shaking around everything. You're sweating, perspiring.
Yeah.
There's some kind of 3 foot long cane attacking you. The dog might want to jump on
yeah,
and save
they
you.
Would. They would. Like my boxer would. Or she's very aggressive with guys. Like she likes to hump guys.
Nice.
So I was like, no.
Well, don't leave that thing laying around.
What time are you home?
So you could not.
She'll be all over you, fat boy.
Chad, while you were getting intimate with your girlfriend, where was the bird? Like
it was perched on the dresser.
Oh no!
Okay.
Just watching and mimicking, like a creepy vulture. I don't know.
He's holding up little Olympian judge cards. Like I give that one a six.
Give you a five.
I give that a six.
It's like you need therapy with you three.
Does she have like a thing to cover the cage? Because you can put the bird and cover it.
It
doesn't.
I've never seen
put it.
It
to sleep.
She
yeah.
doesn't put it.
And to be honest, I think I've seen the bird inside the cage once, and that was just to, when it was eating.
Yeah, feed it and then go full around.
So you like her, but the
yeah
you can't do
yeah
with
no
the bird.
I like her a lot, and that's what's messing me up, but. Every time I think about going over there, I picture that parrot sitting there watching me like I'm an intruder, you know?
Need a haircut, Chad. You need a haircut, Chad.
It's really going to be a problem when she wants to come to your place and she brings the bird.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm putting my foot down
does
there.
She, does she take the bird around with her, like in the car? Like it sets on, like, is she
sometimes,
a pirate?
Yeah.
Is she
yeah.
from a pirate family line, a family bloodline?
I'm sure the bird is cute, but I think you need to draw some boundaries.
This is like an emotional.
Well, all
attention.
Animals are cute, but like you said, the boundaries are important. You know, it's like.
Fat boy, could you imagine if they go to some kind of couples therapy?
Oh, I like yeah. her, she, him, and the bird.
Right.
She, he, and the bird.
She, me,
yeah,
him,
for
and the
real.
Bird.
Well, here's the problem with parrots. What if it learns what you're doing, and then maybe her mom's over, and she's
there's
repeating.
A problem with that, though. Will Smith
repeating.
Said parrots just don't understand.
Repeating what the sex talk is with the bird, and like, oh, Chad, she's got to stop that.
Chad, what
it's
are you going to do, though? You gonna talk to her about it? You want to call her live on the radio
sure,
right
like,
now?
One thought that keeps crossing my mind is that, you know, maybe I'm just being petty. But this is just the weirdest third wheel situation I've ever been in my life. You know, she's great, but I can't live like that. I feel like this bird already has its territory and it's marked it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, these birds live a long time.
I know. You should get the bird a mate.
He's running the house, the bird.
Put it in the cage together.
Well, I mean, it's not used to being in a cage. So now, you know... The one thing here is, like, you're talking about the bird doo-doo being everywhere.
That's gross.
The funk in the house would not allow that to be for me. Plus, is she a clean?
Well,
I'm not going to get you to talk crap about your girl, but like, I mean, she's clean, right? Like, she's not like...
She cleans up after herself, but she doesn't even believe that the bird poops around the house. Either she's somehow blissfully unaware of it, or she's some weird-ass denial I've never even heard of.
You know that bird's left a few hot loaves on top of the fridge.
Oh, sure.
Top of the
bookshelf. Yeah, I'm sure the tops of every cabinet and fridge and microwave is
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loaded. Guys,
break it down. Dude, Jade Cargill just bench pressed me.
Oh, she really did. Like it was amazing. Nothing.
Like
too.
She laid on the ground. We're making like a cross kind of. And she just lifted me off of the ground with her two hands.
She said, watch this.
Like threw it up like it was. It looked like she could go for a second press.
She was holding the belt in one hand and you in the other.
She
wouldn't let me hold it. That's okay.
You know, I did notice that. The belt stayed on the arm.
Yeah.
I get that.
Look, when you win that, when you just win that sucker, I mean, it was
not
fresh,
it
too.
Yeah. All.
Still hadn't been, had the plates changed over yet. All right. Celebrity celebrating a birthday on today, November the 7th. Happy birthday. Or
suck it. We'll do a couple quick ones real quick. Sound familiar
Fat
to you?
Fat Boys. The only remaining one is Prince Marky D. No, he's dead.
This is the Workaholics theme song.
Oh.
It's not Durr's birthday. It's not Blake's birthday. It's Kelvin Gemstone's birthday.
What in the hell?
Adam Devine.
Okay. Well, you threw me for a loop.
Yeah, this isn't the Fat Boys. This is, I forgot the name of this group. I had to look them up because I didn't know them.
They ripped off the Fat Boys. And you should hate that because you're a Fat Boy.
I know. I'm an honorary Fat Boy. I'm the Peckerwood Fat
you're
Boy.
You're the original.
Adam Devine.
39.
I actually knew this because I know we're the same age.
42.
42 years old for Adam Devine. We'll do this fellow on the way out here.
I was guessing it's yours, too. Mike Looking Land.
No, but you're on the right track.
Peter Brady.
Yep. What's his name?
Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight's birthday.
All
right. Yeah, the same name as Biggie, right? Oh, that was Wallace, you fool.
Wallace. Christopher Wallace.
Christopher Knight, though, is... I'm going to go... I bet the number is shocking. 67.
Oh, wow. 65.
I was trying to see if you picked up on the tail. He is actually 68 years old today, so you both damn missed it. Real quick, Joni Mitchell's 82 today. Happy heavenly birthday, Morgan Spurlock. We just talked about him. Would have been 55. King Kong Bundy would have been 70. Dana Plato would have been 61 years old.
Oh, my God. Kimberly Drummond.
Yep. And the great Billy Graham would have been 107 years old today. Wow. Tell Franklin on Instagram if you want to. Thoughts to your daddy.
Yeah, bless him.
Jack Osborne's going to be 40 tomorrow.
He's really? Not yet.
Not tomorrow, though. Tara Reid's going to be 50.
Happy early birthday, Jack.
Seems right.
Imagine that. Gordon Ramsay, 59. Bonnie Raitt, 76. A lot of weekend birthdays. But nothing's going to compare to what we just did.
Satisfy this. And don't kowtow toward me. But, like, I did good with that. Because I normally would have melted down.
Yes.
Why?
Especially the whole thing of, you know, not wanting to talk to people, like, cause, you know, you don't want to. I think it made it better. We talked to her for like 10 minutes.
We probably talked to her off the air more than we did on. Yeah.
I thought she was generally nice.
Yeah. But I mean, like when the camera fell apart and, you know.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
I took the camera off me and held it in front of her.
Which is, it worked.
Glad to do. But I was like, man, this is.
Like in the past, you might have stopped. Just like you just stopped it and just, you know. Which you shouldn't have, but you would have, so.
I know.
But you didn't now.
I'm trying to be better at that stuff. Like, you know, it's like. But you know what's weird? It's like I strive for this polished whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not even polished. I just want, like, continuity.
Yep.
Because now, you know, I told you all the data says people don't like polish no more.
They love it when stuff falls apart for
whatever
reason.
They do. I mean, it's weird.
They like to rile us up.
They like when they're watching Cops and the cameraman falls trying to get over the fence. It gets a million views.
Who would want that job? You don't need
that
job now.
I couldn't have that job.
Well, you got the body cams now.
They'd be bringing him back to the car by the time I got out.
He went that way. Get him.
Call 911. We are 911. No, I needed an ambulance.
Yeah, I need it.
I need an oxygen mask.
Are you burning on the dance floor? No, I can't breathe.
Go see Jade Cargill beat the holy hell out of Tiffany Stratton tonight. Tiffy time is up.
Yep. About to get those plates changed out on the belt.
Go see the reigning women's champion live tonight, Bonsecour Wellness Arena for WWE SmackDown. And yes, it will sell out. That's no...
$30, man. That's a steal.
I mean, crap. I mean, shoot fire.
I mean, it's payday for a lot of you.
And so. I heard from some P1s on social media that were downstairs. She graciously took photos with each and every person down there.
Look at that.
So sweet.
You could tell she was great.
You hear that? Chicago made?
I like her. She was fun. I'd hang out with her.
Yeah, she was fun.
Do a make good, punk. Time to come do a make good.
While you're in town, Phil.
Let's get together.
If you want to stop by and end this beef, we can do it.
What a week. What a show.
That was really good. You know, and I should have told myself. I was like, you know, she's going to be good because they sent her here. Like, they're not going to send out the, you know, people who aren't good at talking like that.
We just check them off the list. Hey, Paul, got to get Paul next.
Paul,
got a lot to talk about, buddy.
Paul, and also, I will ask management if I can appear on the Undertaker's podcast. By contract, I'm not allowed to, but I'll see if I can pull that.
They'll make an exception unless they want their ass kicked.
Yes. Buried.
As a guest, I don't see why not.
Oh, I was totally joking. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. We'll be back live Monday. Wash your hands. Get the podcast. God bless America. It is good. Storm's coming.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.